When it comes to my next guest, it's like only yesterday that he started the Over 60s talent competition. It's now in its 43rd year and it'll be reaching its culmination this coming Sunday night at the City Hall in Cork. But who's behind it all? It can only be one person, and that's Mr. Paddy O'Brien, and he joins me on the line now. Paddy, good evening.
Thank you, John, for having me on your programme. Much appreciated.
Paddy, it's an absolute honour and a privilege. I do have a little bit of an insight to the over 60s, as an uncle of mine competed in the final some years ago, Mr. Billy Spriggs from Cove.
Uncle Billy, a lovely man, a lovely singer, a lovely singer.
Yes, he took everybody on a journey with Hear My Song, and they were on the gondolas and everything. And
right, that's lovely, it's beautiful, it's great. It's great. You don't know, something, it's like history repeated, so you're telling me about Uncle Billy there. I went with a gentleman today, he's one of the finalists. He's representing Mahon. His name is Pat Boyd. And he recalled that he saw his mother performing the Savoy in 1978. That was the second year. And she was representing Black Rock, where they came from. And he said, I was only 20 years old, sitting in the audience. I never thought that 44 years later, he said, I'd be representing the place myself, you know. And there are a lot of sons and daughters coming back now who are telling me to say this story. Yeah. No, it's going well, thank God. We had a lot of new entries this year. We had places like down now in Kilbrin, and we had a lovely place there. We did it in a nursing home out in South County, and we were in Bartlemy. So we finished up at the semi-final. We're about 22 semi-finalists. We narrowed down to 14. So the final is on next Sunday night. It's the 43rd year, as you very kindly said. And we have people about the city and the county. And representing Middleton, we have a lovely singer, Maureen Lavin. Now, we're blessed in Middleton because Charlie McAllister is coordinating it down there. And he has two buses. He has sold, of all the clubs in Cork, they've sold the most tickets. They've sold nearly 90 tickets. For the opera, and it's just two buses they're running, which is wonderful, wonderful. And it's going to be a good night. We have 14 contestants. Special guest actors then would be the legend Sean O'Shea, and people love Sean O'Shea, and the current winner then would be of last year, 2018, Donal O'Connell. And tickets are on sale. Well, some tickets are on sale at Pro Music, out of Plunkett Street, at the Blackpool Shopping Centre, or at Liam Ryan Super Value in Denmark. 16 euro each, and all the money goes to the Irish Heart Foundation. And to date, they have received in excess of 600,000 from the receipt of the semi-final and the final. So we're going to have a great night. And as I say again, East Cork have always been great supporters. We started down there many years ago, and then Cathy Wood took over, and then Charlie took over organising it. And Charlie was a winner himself. I think he won it in 2013. And it's going to be a lovely, lovely night. And as I say, Maureen Lavin is the local lady. Maureen Lavin. And she's going to get great support.
Well, of course, Paddy, you've name-dropped a few people there now. Sean O'Shea. I took my mother to Crow Park last year for the Festival of Families, and Sean O'Shea opened proceedings with Ornahar, and I honestly believe they got the timing wrong. He should have been singing when the Pope was there.
Exactly. I agree with you, yeah.
But you're talking there about Charlie McAllister, somebody I know very, very well from the tops of the town in Middleton.
That's right, yeah.
And he would have been very involved in that with the late, great John and Sheila Collins, who you would have known pretty well as well.
Do you know something, Dara? She's my sister.
Get away.
She's my sister, my eldest sister. Lord have mercy her. A great girl. I mean, she introduced me to singing, a few years older than myself, and her son, John, her brother, or her husband, brother, John Collins, yeah. They did a lot of adjudicating around East Cork, and they loved it. They lived for it. Both of them, they never drank. Neither John nor Shane never drank in their life. They never smoked. They loved music. They loved Middleton. At one stage, they were thinking seriously of going home there to East Cork to live. They loved the place. And that's it now.
Well, firstly, my sympathies to you on the passing of Sheila and indeed of John, because I wasn't aware that they had passed only recently. I was lucky enough to win a competition in Cloyne, the Star of Cloyne, back in 2007. And prior to that, I won a competition in Cove, and it was John and Sheila were the judges. And listeners Any person in and out of the old Cork Kent train station, the old shop inside there, was run by Sheila Collins. She was just an enigma inside there, and fantastic people. And it's so sad that they're gone, but look, their memories will live on with us all, Paddy.
God, yeah, please God, it will. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. They say she was. I had five sisters and five brothers. She was my eldest sister. Yeah, and we had a great home because that's where we got our music from. I mean, I came from a place called Spangle Hill. Some people got it far and away. And with no television, no radio, and we sat around the fire, and during the winter months, and we'd sing song every night. And my parents introduced me to sing. And I remember, I'm repeating things that my late mother taught me. I'm repeating things at rehearsals to people now when I hear the contestants singing and performing. My mother says to us, singing, no, stop a while. Sing that line again, and sing from the heart, and remember the words you're singing. Think of the words, now, the happy words. So give us a little smile. I'm telling that to my contestants at the moment. She used to say, sing with your eyes as well. Look around at your brothers and sisters. It's great. Yes, indeed. That's why I was introduced to singing. No radio. Young people, no one would understand that. No radio. No television. We had light in one room downstairs. This is now, this is in the 40s. Radio air went off at 6:30. At 6:30, it was in the morning, and then you get 1:30, you get the 1:30 news, and you got a program made by Frank Hall, what was top again, and then it came on at 6 until 7, and that was it. And then we had to read the Echo or something, or, you know, it was all a simple life, you know.
Simple life, but very, very rich in so many ways, Paddy.
Exactly.
And listen, belated congratulations, because I know earlier this year you were honoured by the Cork Civic Trust with the Corkonian of the Year Award, and it was well overdue and well deserved.
Thanks. You know, I got a great surprise when Michael Mulcahy, Michael is the chairperson, and he's also the Polish ambassador, or consul rather, and he spoke to me, and I thought it was someone having me on. And it was a lovely night because my own family, I have two sons, Ron in London, Brian is in Cork. And it was going on for them as well to see the father. I'm now 80. I celebrated my 80th birthday last September. And thank God I have good health. And every day, thank God for my health. And I mean that every day. And I'm asked to go giving talks out of different places. And I said to the people, look, when you wake in the morning, the most important thing in your life to have is not a balance telling you loads of money, no, that you're good, your health, that you have a choice of getting out of bed or going into getting out of bed. Some people, unfortunately and regrettably, they must wait for a home help to come in or someone to come and get them out of bed, dressed and showered them and feed them, no? So to try to enjoy your health, thank God, everyone should aspire for that. So I look after myself. I go to a doctor every 3 months and make sure my blood pressure is on, my cholesterol is okay. I do a lot of walking. I live not too far from Collins' Barracks, and so that's not for a reason. And 3 weeks ago, I walked to Blarney, walked down to Dennis Cross, down the Glen, down Blackpool, out past the Commons, past the Blackpool Shopping Centre, and I walked to Blarney. It took me 1 hour and 35 minutes. And I love it. I love walking. I've had that overall attribute here, the health as well. The over 60s, I was asking myself, now, how did I work at all before? The over 60s is a full-time job organising. It is really, you know, you're looking for contestants, you're promoting the event when the event is over, you're doing reports on how it went and all that. And it was one of the contestants, the finalists, spoke today, and he said that the over 60s, what has meant to him this year, he said it has been the happiest period of his life. He's met new people. He realised he could sing. He realised his confidence, and he would sing to 1,000 people next Sunday night. And he said that's something that he will never forget. And as I say, let's make it more local. Charlie McAnster, he won in 2013, and he's a lovely voice. And then every in Cork, we have what I call an over 60s hospital group. We go out to nursing homes, we put on shows, and Charlie's always there. And he organised the heat this year, and he's organising 2 buses, and there are still tickets available. I think he has 9 tickets left for Sunday night. We get a bus up to the door again, and Maureen Laffin, she's the East Cork representative. She's a lovely, lovely lady.
And to be fair, Paddy, as somebody who has been there in the City Hall for a final, it's a great night out, and you won't get that for €15 anywhere else. I know people are going in their droves to Elton John tonight and tomorrow night. Forget Elton John. The talent that'll be there, and Over the last few weeks, Paddy, I've been interviewing people who have been working with senior care and, you know, bringing, you know, a bit of life and a bit of hope to people of a certain age. I hate using the term older people or elderly people because we're all the same. But I suppose what drove you into getting this off the ground was, you know, to reach out to people who felt lonely at home on their own. And a night like this, an event like this, gives them an opportunity to come out, meet other people and make new friends.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I started in 77 for that reason alone, to kind of combat loneliness and do something. I'd involve the elderly. I get the elderly in their homes, sit in the audience, but I also give elderly people an opportunity of performing on stage and to tell them, look, you get your confidence, you're as important as anyone out in the city, you know, out on the stage. And it's now incredible. And they're telling me stories that these people are saying, it's a black tie affair now on Sunday night. God, before I'd be embarrassed to do this. No, they're looking forward to it. All dressed up, their families are in the audience. Bishop Buckley said there a couple of months ago, he said the over 60s is wonderful. It has brought families together, parishes together and communities together. And that's so true that people come home from abroad who wouldn't have been home for years to see their mother or father singing. At a semi-final, we had two sons in the audience. They came home from Saskatchewan. That's in the central of Canada. They came home for their father, to hear their father singing. And down through the years, you get family reunions and that night. And it's wonderful, wonderful. And it's great joy for me when I stand on the stage of the City Hall and look at 1,000 people downstairs and 200 people upstairs. And you see the happy expression on their faces, happy. And you could see that at last, mother and fathers or brothers and sisters all coming on, giving the family members the support. It's wonderful. And I would have to say this, that the people I want to praise most of all, and I would say they made a major contribution to the success of the over 60s, would be all the people who take part down through the years. All the people who are down Winter's Night representing their local areas, demonstrating tremendous community spirit. You are the people, they are the people who played a part in me being able to run the semi-final and the final. If I didn't have those wonderful people who went on stage in their own local community centre or in their local hotel or the local whatever it was, I wouldn't have continued for 43 years. And I've never failed to always to remember that. It isn't Paddy O'Brien. I'm out in front, putting things together, doing the promoting it. But the important people, the most important people, are the people who sing on the stage. And it has brought a lot of joy to families to know that a mother or father in their 60s and 70s would suddenly realise they could sing. And then they can suddenly realise they're good enough to sing on the stage of the City Hall. And it's a great achievement. And I listen to beautiful stories, lovely stories. And the team, joining all these people, expressing their thanks would be one word, appreciation. They appreciate what the over 60s did for them. And that's it. So I go back to the start saying, that's it. It's success when I say that to combat loneliness. These people were lonely and they gave them, thank God, a new life.
Absolutely a new life. And just to remind listeners again that there are tickets still available. They're flying out the door, but they're still available at Pro Music on Oliver Plunkett Street. A keenly priced €15.
€16.
€16.
€16, yeah. I can say this has been the best year for the demand for tickets. Last Saturday evening, I got a phone call to bring more tickets into Pro Music on Oliver Plunkett Street. This is at 5 o'clock. They ran out of them. So I bought in 100 on Monday morning. I went on a radio station on Sunday telling people who were disappointed to go back again to Close Music Camp, that the tickets would be there. I got a phone call this very morning from Pro Music Camp, and I had to get the tickets sent in. So the tickets are actually, literally, as you said, flying out the door. They're great. And people love it. It's the success of the over 60s, that it's simplicity. You have people on the stage who probably the first time they sang in public was at the semi-final. Now we're all going, including myself, all amateurs, putting on a professional show. Then last year's winner comes back, my donor O'Connell coming back. A great man who taught me lovely stories about his life from the north side. Married a lovely English lady, was married up and grown abroad. He was 19 years of age and she was 18. And I just checked him on the stage. I said, that's wonderful, and we're getting married and all that, and Church of the Ascension, and then I showed you on your honeymoon, and he said, and all these people listening to him, he said, Paddy, a place I always wanted to go to, was Crosshaven on his honeymoon. I thought he was going to say Spain or... So I said, you're not joking, mate. No, I'm not, he said. So we went down in the bus, and we stayed in the guest house. It's at St. Mary's guest house. And we had a lovely time. Neither of them drank or smoked. And when our money was gone, he said, we had to come home, and we stayed two nights.
Isn't that just a fantastic story?
Oh, that story is in his donor or common.
Now, Paddy, before I let you go, because time is against me, you mentioned there Bishop John Buckley, who I know is retiring, a great, great Cork man, and we wish him well in his retirement. But I certainly hope that you have no plans to be retiring anytime soon.
None whatsoever. There was a programme there recently, and Hawkins were talking about some people don't want to live to be 100. And I was on the programme, and I said, I don't want to live to be 100. I want to live to 110. And I'm glad you brought up Bishop Buckley, a great bishop. He has attended more funerals and removals than any of the undertakers in Cork. And he was a consecrated bishop on Sunday night, the 29th of April, 1984. And I'm saying that for a reason. He was consecrated above in the North Cathedral at 4 o'clock. And 4 hours later, he was on with me in the Opera House. I went out on the stage and I said, all the people on stage tonight are over 6 years of age. The first speaker to come out to address you is a man. He must wait 16 more years before he's 60. Our new bishop, Bishop Buckley, he was only 44 when he became bishop, and he will speak to the people. He will be the first item on my program Sunday night. This time, saying goodbye, 35 years ago, saying hello to his people, parishioners, for the very first time.
Wow, fantastic! Well, look, Paddy, I want to wish you the very, very best, not just on Sunday night, but in everything that you do to assist older people, but also in supporting the Irish Heart Foundation, which we can't forget either. And listen, continued success, keep doing what you're doing, and I have another 14 years to go before I'll hit the 60 mark, and I might throw my hat in the ring then.
I talk to the judges and I tell you're good to me, and you get 5 marks for that.
Oh, you're very decent. Paddy, it's been an absolute privilege and a pleasure, and we'll talk to you on Sunday night.
Thank you very much, darling.
Take care, Paddy. All the best.
Bye-bye.